This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British lawmakers are set to vote today on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal, legislation that is all but certain to be approved by the country's new Conservative-dominated parliament. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
The vote to approve the withdrawal agreement bill in principle will set Britain on course to leave the EU as scheduled on January 31. Opening debate on the bill, Johnson has said optimistically that after that date, Brexit will be done, it will be over. The bill commits Britain to concluding trade talks with the bloc by the end of 2020. Trade experts and EU officials say striking a fair trade deal within 11 months will be a struggle. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is looking forward to his day in court, the court in this case being the Senate. This after his impeachment in the House of Representatives. But Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has yet to say when she will send the case against the president to the Senate. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has a new target in his sights today, a prominent Christian magazine which says he should be removed from office. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president's deeply popular among evangelicals who have stood by him despite a colored personal history. But Christianity Today has published an editorial calling the president's conduct profoundly immoral and writes his removal from office is not a matter of partisan loyalties, but rather loyalty to the creator of the Ten Commandments. The evangelical magazine was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham, but the president says the publication hasn't been involved with the Graham family for many years, dismissing it as a far left publication. The editorial's writer tells CNN that's far from accurate, but also says he does not suspect the editorial will shift evangelical views on the president. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
More at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News.